nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline in our 27th year on the air, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech, including products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. And of course, you make the show, so we want to hear from you. Perhaps you have any questions about any of our guests on the show. You want more info, whatever the case. Maybe you just want to share some tech rage with us. That's fine, too. Join us anytime, 24/7. You can call toll-free 800-899-INTO. You can use the free Into Tomorrow app. Just mash that message to studio button. Or the fastest, coolest, fun way that folks are joining us these days, visiting us at intotomorrow.com and hit the Ask Dave microphone button. That you can't miss it. It's right there. Many eyes of the sports world, of course, focusing on Beijing for the Winter Games. Dolphin Entertainment announced the availability of a new NFT. You've heard us talking about non-fungible tokens before. Of course, digital collectible programs that bring together the worlds of comic book heroes and groundbreaking athletes. Here to tell us more is one of those groundbreaking athletes who represented the U.S. at the 1992 and 1994 Winter Olympic Games. She's a two-time Olympic medalist, American figure skater Nancy Kerrigan. Nancy, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thanks, Dave. I'm doing well. Thanks. Glad to be part of the show.
Glad to have you with us as well. Of course, Beijing marking the 30th year anniversary of your bronze medal performance at the 92 Winter Games. So again, congrats. And a lot has happened since then.
Thanks. It sure has. I mean, it's amazing how time flies, because if I remember back, it just, you know, I have such great memories about those Olympics. And my favorite thing still looking back is marching in those opening ceremonies amongst these other great athletes that representing the United States, marching behind that American flag and being a part of something that's so much bigger than me, being on the ice alone and being in that moment with all these, the greatest of the great, you know, in their, yeah, in their perspective sports. It was such an amazing moment and such an honor for me.
I'm so glad to hear you say that too. Very patriotic feeling, and like we're with you when you're doing that sort of thing, not only during your performance, but of course, as you're marching with the fellow U.S. athletes, it's like, it's such a nice, warm and cozy, if you will, feeling, is it not?
Oh, it is so fun. It's almost like an overwhelming feeling to be amongst them. Like, I don't know, it's so much bigger than just yourself. And yeah, it's so, such an amazing thing to be part of and to think, wow, I'm one of these, the best, you know, being here, being on this team. And it's especially coming from not a team sport. Although nobody gets to the top by themselves, and it does take a team, parents, coaches, friends, you know, everybody who helps you get there, doctors, therapists, physical therapists, like anybody who helps you get there. And it's no, there's no shaming asking for help either, you know, because it does take a lot of people. And I think we all do better when we work together as a team, even if you're out there alone. So it's, and remember that, why do you keep going? Like, think about, a sport is fun, but it becomes a lot of work. And so we keep getting up, keep trying. I mean, literally in skating, you fall, you get up, you fall, you get up thousands of times. And it just, it's a great lesson in life. And if you can remember why you keep going, that you loved it, that you do love it, I think it makes it a lot easier and you can perform even better.
And of course, Nancy, you're into something even more exciting as well these days when we talk about NFTs. How do you describe to people, and even for our audience who may not yet know, what is an NFT? And then let's get involved in what it is that you're doing with it.
Well, it is. It's so different. And it's something I'm still learning all about because it's new. And so to be part of something that's current and new and like, I don't know. It's almost, to me, in some ways, it seems futuristic, except it's here. It's now. And it's digital artwork. And it's, you know, everything's gone digital and artwork's no exception. And so DolphinNFTS.com, you can go there and find out more about it. But these NFTs are like, basically, it's like a trading card and you can buy them in packs and then collect different packs of them. And the pack I'm in is amongst these great athletes that are competing now. John Schuster is competing for curling for Team USA. And earlier I watched Team USA play Finland in female hockey. Hillary Knight was there and Kendall Coyne Schofield, who's the captain. And to be on in the this collection with these current athletes, it's a huge honor for me. And I mean, it's amazing. So, and to be depicted by an actual Marvel artist is really amazing and an honor. My oldest son already posted, like, my mom's a superhero and posted the picture. And so that was pretty cool. To be seen like this and by someone, such an amazing artist, because we're huge, fans of Marvel, so it's pretty awesome.
So from Nancy, from winning bronze to, of course, being at the forefront of these NFTs now, not only is it exciting, but I didn't realize that it was a Marvel artist that actually depicted you in this NFT. That's even more exciting.
It is more exciting because it's if you look at it, it looks like a Marvel character. I mean, yeah. They're amazing. The artwork is really beautifully done, and they asked all kinds of questions so they would know like how to create you. And green is my favorite color, so that's why I have green. But it's amazing. My son's a costume designer, and he works with someone who's done work with Marvel and is designing. And so I showed him the picture, and it's, you know, I got the approval. It's awesome to be part of something so new and so current. And it's taken a while for me to kind of figure it out a little bit because it's just different. I mean, I've been doing shows. I'm very, very fortunate in my sport. We have such an afterlife of performance, and you know, people wait afterwards to get me to sign the trading cards that I've had, Topps trading cards since, I don't know, 1994. So, and they're still asking me to sign these so many years later, and which is amazing to me. But so to now be a part of a new type of trading card it's awesome.
Yeah, I like the trading card example, but how do you sign an NFT?
Well, I've been asking that too. So I think there'll be some that are already signed. And so there's like a contest to try and win those specific ones that some will have already been signed.
Gotcha.
But otherwise, I don't know. People won't be standing backstage with a digital NFT sign. I don't know. It's different.
Well, so they can still get you to sign an autographed picture, perhaps. So maybe there's that involved. Have you had a chance to view some of the others as Dolphin NFTs as well?
I have seen a couple, and my daughter was just trying to show me some of them before she left. But they're amazing. And it looks like we're going to be in some movie or a superhero movie or something.
Nice.
It's cool.
And I understand.
They look amazing.
Of course. And I'm looking at your NFT as well in the green, and it does look very cool.
Yeah, but they do come in packs. So if you check them out, check all the different packs out, you can collect all different ones. And I think it's something really cool that people will really enjoy having.
Well, we've enjoyed having you on the show as well. It sounds interesting. You're clearly excited about it as well. You should be. And and good luck to you guys. And of course, we're happy to promote Dolphin NFTs, as in NFTs, right? DolphinNFTs.com for fanatics, filmaholics, foodies, and more. Find your fandom. Nancy Kerrigan, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us on Into Tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Dave.
It's our pleasure. We're back with much more. And of course, DolphinNFTs.com. We'll get you there when you visit IntoTomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.